Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next topic, well, it's a blitz, rather. We'll get back to your calls momentarily, but if Javi Baez can do it, so can your team. It's called NFL Schedule Optimism by Kenny, question mark?
Not quite with the schedule stuff just yet. We have a blitz here from CBS.
Okay.
32 reasons to be optimistic for each team. I'm not going to do all 32. That would be...
Well, I'd hope not. Also, you don't need to be optimistic for the Giants. I saw their schedule. We might win 3 games.
Oh, we'll get to your Giants. Don't you worry about that. Let's start in the division. Green Bay, Jordan Love's late season surges. They're saying he flashed elite potential at times.
He has the ability to be a top 5 quarterback in this league. He wasn't healthy. He's got to ditch one key thing. He has to stop with what we call Jason Tatum syndrome. Stop fading away on your throws, son. Step into him.
What he just said.
Sorry.
No.
I'm passionate about this Jordan Love thing. It drives me insane.
Other than the Jason Tatum thing.
I didn't mean the Achilles. I meant the fadeaway.
Right, but I'm just saying he was injured. But, yeah, I think when healthy, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. And they went and got him some receivers in the draft.
Let's call our shot with Ben Johnson here, guys. Okay. What do you think that looks like in Chicago? How does it work? Does it work well?
Yes, I think they make the playoffs. I have a lot of respect for Ben Johnson. And I think people have gotten a little bit... Lions fans are kind of like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface. They're nose down and a mountain of blow. They don't respect the fact this guy helped turn Jared Goff. He made Jared Goff what Baez is. What's the issue? Lion fans are all coked up. They're out of their minds.
A lot of coke. Maybe too much.
A lot of cocaine. It's Ben Johnson's really good at what he does.
Hello to my little friend.
Right. All coked up with grenade launchers. Lion fans. I think it's going to work.
I think it's going to work as well. And you know what? I think they'll be competing. I don't know if I'm ready to say they're going to make the playoffs.
That's fine.
But I think that they're going to be in that mix in the final weeks, 18, 19.
Is it going to look like that?
17, 18. I'm sorry.
Remember that Lions team that just missed the playoffs, beat the Packers at the end of the season? Something that looks like that to you?
Yes. Okay. Where there's a matrix that if this happens, then they can make it in.
So Minnesota sticking in the division, perfect roster to usher their new quarterback in.
I agree. I just know nothing about J.J. McCarthy.
It better work, and he's going to look like Sam Darnold 2.0.
Their roster is 12-13 wins good.
Right. I mean,
but is J.J. ready to do that? They are an ultimate wild card for me.
Yeah, because I look at it, and it's like Darnold went there, went 14-3, and it's like, wow.
That was the Javi Baez of football.
And
that wasn't real.
Right, but he parlayed that into a new contract. Can J.J., I guess, you know what? Don't make mistakes. Don't do anything stupid. But, you have – and when all else fails, throw the ball to 18.
So, Rico, we'll stick with you. We'll start with you for this one, the San Francisco 49ers. Christian McCaffrey back to being healthy. That's your reason to be optimistic.
Why? Just why?
You know what?
You're a man of privilege. I just wanted to know what the privilege
was. What's it like having the easiest schedule in football,
bitch? Do some more blow over there,
My team's awful. My team may as well be face down in a pile of blow. They got nothing else going on.
But you make great chicken cutlets.
That's right. McCaffrey.
If he is healthy, Kenny, yes. It's a great reason to be optimistic because now – it helps out Purdy. It's not always just dropping back, playing 7-on-7 football. You could actually run the ball, which is what they really like to do.
I actually would be optimistic. I like the skill people they've put around Purdy. I think getting out of the Debo business, it was the right time, the right move. Ayuk will come back. Pearsall looked good. His team's going to be fine.
Juwan Jennings, kind of that surprise guy.
Plus, he's got red hair. Automatic upgrade. Keep going.
This one I want to throw over to David because it's his team finally acquired another star wide receiver. David, are you optimistic?
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
About what?
Who's throwing him the ball? How are we running the ball? Who's on the offensive line? Who do we have other than TJ Watt?
You know what, David?
There's no hope.
If you're going to let little things like that get in the way,
small
you
details.
Just can't be happy.
No, I actually think the Steelers have very little to be optimistic about.
Except Mike Tomlin is a wizard. He'll find a way to get into the playoffs. David, it's like they shouldn't make it. And all of a sudden, they get the final playoff spot.
Mason Rudolph is currently QB1. That is not
playoff worthy. Your saving grace is you got to hope Aaron Rodgers walks out of the jungle after one of these olive oil seances or whatever the hell he's doing, and he becomes the quarterback of the Steelers. That is your only hope to making the playoffs.
That's sad, but you're right.
Mason Rudolph, two words. Maybe he is this year's
helmet smash.
Sam Darnold.
No, he's not.
What are the odds if Mason Rudolph plays, David attacks Mason Rudolph with a helmet like Myles Garrett did?
In Ford Field.
Helmet to ass.
He's terrible. Yes, Kenny.
Well, Mike, you were laughing at everybody else, so let's get to your team. Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter is the reasons to be optimistic for your squad.
Sure. Look at the schedule. We may be 1-14. We might get two wins the last 2 weeks to screw ourselves out of a draft pick.
To be optimistic.
I think we have a top 10 defense. I think we have a bottom 10 offense. And it's a brutal schedule. That's my optimism is, I think for the first time in a long time, I can believe in the Giant defense.
Jameis Winston. No, in all seriousness, you don't think Russell Wilson can get you 8 wins?
Not with that schedule. Not unless it, on paper, it looks horrific.
Gobble ghoul.
Yeah, that's the guy I'm trusting to get me to the playoffs,
Jameis is just funny. I hope he plays. But Russell Wilson is experienced enough that I think he could get you 8 wins.
I'd rather start Jackson Dart and just be terrible. Gobble, gobble, ghoul.
Gobble, gobble, ghoul.
A gobble, gobble, ghoul.
How is this guy my quarterback?
Let's stick in that same area and keep talking quarterback.
Is this what Costa serves on Thanksgiving?
What'd you say?
Is this what Costa serves on Thanksgiving?
Gobble, gobble, ghoul.
No.
Gobble, gobble, ghoul.
No, please. His Thanksgiving, it's brought to you by Marie Callender. Ain't nobody in that family can cook. Fake-ass Italian.
So he's on the Rieger plan.
100%. Gotcha. I bet you. You know what? You know what Costa does? Strikes me as the type of guy who has a glass of milk with his Thanksgiving dinner.
But it's wholesome.
Oh no. All right, last one here.
I still haven't gotten over the face full of blow.
That's Lion fans when it comes to Ben Johnson. They're out of their minds.
So one more, guys. Pull it together. Can Justin Fields be the latest late bloomer?
Oh, please.
That's for the joke.
Let's go to this game. Wet right for Rico. He's talking about Justin Fields.
Yes.
Any particular reason or just yes because reason?
Justine Feliz.
I'm out.
It's just like, bias. Seriously, if it doesn't work out, I quit. But you got a clean slate. You're in a honeymoon period and New York has nothing but you. You could think about it. If he plays well, he'll be the best quarterback in that city.
Man, leave me alone. I can't do it. I wanted Justin Fields to be good, but that boat left the harbor about 3 years ago for me, so I'm rooting for Rico.
He was good. The Steelers just didn't know what they had, and they gave him away.
Oh, now is that right?
You. Okay. Mason Rudolph. Bet right. You miss him now.
That is In Football Today.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.